Today's episode of the Teamwork Online webinar series is presented by ScreenSkins, the number one branded screen protector. Appreciate their support of the podcast, and they allow you to personalize your screen protector with custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. Again, the code LIFO24, LIFO24 at checkout for 20%. Enjoy today's episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. You know, as you think about staying in touch with people who, if you leave one vertical of an industry and you go to a different vertical, you still have important relationships. You may not need them from a called a job perspective, right? But they're still important people that you've either leaned upon or their mentors or whoever. How have you gone about that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, finding those natural moments that make sense. You know, we think about the World Series right now. You know, Jake, I was texting you throughout the early beginnings of the postseason and just, you know, shooting you a congratulatory text, you know, reminding you to savor the moment because it goes by really quickly and you don't know when the next one's coming. I had similar text exchange with people on the Ranger side. I think ultimately, you know, finding those right moments and touch points to make an effort to, you know, leverage those relationships. I always like, and this is a funny one, but for a lot of the colleagues that I've been close with throughout the course of my career, I'll actually, you know, remind them when they put their information in my phone to put their birthday in my phone. And primarily because it's just a great opportunity to just, you know, remind somebody that you're thinking of them over the course of a year. And you know, who knows, it might be a bridge to just catch up. But I think those little things are super important and they're meaningful. And I think that's what you're really looking for is building meaningful relationships. And those things come over time and ultimately, you know, over consistent, you know, reps, for lack of a better term, with building that relationship and finding meaningful ways to do it.
Corey, a question for you. As you know, we met at the National Sports Forum some years ago, and then you stay in touch with each other. You've gone a couple different places. I've gone a couple different places, right? You never know where people end up. But as you think about the right cadence of staying in touch with people and, you know, the pressure to constantly be up on every, you know, everybody's next move or, you know, conversations or whatever the case is, like, you know, for the audience listening, like, is it okay to keep in touch with somebody every 6 months or a year? Like, do you have to be in touch with them every week, month? I think it, we all know, like, especially as, you know, you've got a family yourself, right? Like, time is of limited capacity, right? So how do you go about that?
Yeah, I think it boils down to, you know, what Ali was saying of value, right? People can provide value in a multitude of different ways. One is obviously business. Two is kind of friendship and relationship building. It could be I'm trying to negotiate my next, you know, pay raise or promotion. So it's kind of thinking about holistically the relationships you have. And to your point, time is, you know, like I said, when me, you, and Ali have met, you know, time that felt like 100 years ago, but I think to Jackson's point, the natural touch points of either a new partnership, they just moved to a different company or organization. We're on something like this. And, you know, we just talked about an individual that we all worked with before who's now at Octagon. And so I'll send him a quick text and be like, hey, just thinking of you, your name came up. I think those little bit of organic notes certainly help. I also think on the flip side too, you know, whether you are posting on social media, you know, talking about something that was of interest, I think that is also important to be a little bit top of mind with some folks, even if you're not directly intentionally reaching out to them. You know, you might pop up and someone may think of you as well. I'm a little bit more nerdy where I have a spreadsheet similar to maybe Ali of who I'm keeping in contact with and the last time I connected with them. And you know, every quarter I kind of send an updated email to my network of just letting them know what I've been up to and what the next quarter may entail. So that's a little bit more tactical to maybe do a scaled approach, but there's also ways to just do it authentically. And just when those things come up, I think in that moment, just do it, because then you'll forget about it and then and something else may pass.
Ali, real quick though, on your kind of the follow-up point, like even just with contacts that you have professionally, you may shoot them a text and you may not hear a response. And I think for the audience to know, like, that's okay, because people are busy. You might have hit them when they were driving and then they got busy when they got out of the car, like, or they were in a meeting, like whatever the case is. The double text is an okay thing to do, right? Like just to follow up and make sure that, hey, you know,
I have the best story for that. I had an intern this past summer who candidly, like, probably he has a lot to learn, right? But the one thing that he did that I was like, that's what's going to make him successful in this business, is he texted me 3 times. I forgot to answer because I just happened to be in the middle of something every time he texted me. And he sent me a 4th one. He's like, I'm really sorry if I'm bothering you, but I remember you telling me this. So I'm going to continue every time I see something, I'm going to continue to text you. And I text him back and I go, I freaking love this. Thank you so much. I genuinely just forgot, but this meant the world to me. And he said like such kind words, such nice things, just wishing me luck on the season. Like it was a little thing that maybe took him, I don't know, 20 seconds out of his week for 4 weeks straight. And it meant so much more to me than I think he probably even realizes.
All right, we got one last question before we get to a fun rapid fire. But when you think back to when you started to try and get into the industry, for those that are listening that aren't in the industry currently, wanted to get into it, or they've got an internship, they're trying to go full time, whatever the case is, what's your one biggest piece of advice to those about networking in relation to getting into the industry? Corey, we can start with you, or Jackson, either one.
Jackson is way more profound, so I'm going to have him start, and so the bar will be set.
Yeah, I mean, I hit on it earlier, but I think today's day and age, like showing up to opportunities like this, thanks to Teamworks and Jake, to you, and then ultimately taking this and then also looking at where you can supplement something like this with something in real life and in person. I think about your calendar, think about what may work, what might not work. I can almost guarantee, like, Super Bowl in February, you got to have that circle on your calendar. You know, I'm sure Allie's going to be there. Corey probably, you know, has meetings lined up. I'll definitely,
I saw Allie last Super Bowl in Arizona.
I think it's things like that. And then knowing for your particular space, right? So, you know, if you're in baseball, or you want to be in baseball, you know, obviously that's the winter meetings, you know, things like the Sabre conference, Jake. And then ultimately, I think it, you know, Jake could probably speak to what that moment would be for golf, or what that moment would be for, you know, shoot, pickleball now. I mean, I think it really depends, like figure out this space, the sport, and then figure out where kind of people are congregating, and take that opportunity to leverage, you know, real in-person interactions as much as you can, and then supplement that with, you know, the work you're doing with emails and follow-up and things like that, virtually.
Corey?
Yeah, I'd 3 quick things. I would say, one, understand that working in sports means a lot of different things. So do your research on, I mean, you have a media company, you have an agency, you have a property, you have different sports, obviously. So expanding what working in sports means, and that comes through the research and connections and networking. Two, I would say 51-49, to Ali's point, in every engagement and relationship, try to give more value than you are receiving. And also don't expect anything in return. And so that's just been a tried and true practice. And then three, I would say, you know, one, be you, understand what superpowers you have. All of us kind of have something that is unique. So really understand and double down on that. And then also be bold, to Jackson's point and Ali's point earlier. In today's age, the realities of your ability to send a random email to Mark Cuban is just wild. And so obviously, will the connection happen? Maybe not. But when you think about how everything is decentralized and you can do everything at your fingertips, just kind of go for it and be bold.
Allie?
Well, shit, Corey, that was way too good. It's been a long time since I entered. I think this was my mindset when I entered, and I don't know if this is helpful, but you guys were way too good, and I honestly have nothing else to follow up with. My mindset was I gave myself a benchmark of a time of, okay, I knew leaving graduate school that I wanted to be a talent marketer. It was something that I was not only passionate about, but I had a lot of different reasons for why I wanted to do it. And just so you know, loving sports is not a great reason. You have to have more. And I gave myself a deadline. I said, okay, after 3 months, if I don't have any momentum, I am going to cast a wider net and I'm just going to get my foot in the door, whether it's ticket sales, whether it's, guys, where you start is not where you're going to end. There is no direct line, I promise. So if you cannot get in where you, I think, is your like shining star of what you want to do in sports, that does not matter. You will get to where you're supposed to be. Just get your foot in the door, a pinky in the window, whatever. Like, just have that mentality, because if you're going to work your ass off, you're going to figure it out.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.